Thank you very much. This next song we'd like to do actually has a pretty interesting story. I was in a band called Box and Laughs before I was in Camp Van Beethoven. And one time, the guitarist and the singer were living down in Los Angeles, and they'd been hanging out with these people who, one of the guys said he was a percussionist for the Talking Heads. And so they kept calling me that we were going to open for the Talking Heads, our band Box of Laughs. And, you know, kind of wanted to believe it, you know, it seemed kind of cool and stuff like that. So anyway, we ended up driving down there and going to this show the night before. And we didn't go to the show. We actually went down and met the percussionist, as it was. And we drove there, showed up, and the guy was obviously a crackhead. And the place where he lived was a crack house. And so, you know, it didn't seem like it was going to happen. But against all hope, we decided, you know, we sort of persevered. We're like, well, what time do we play? How much do we get paid? How come we're not in the advertising? How come we talk to our manager? And we're just like asking all this shit and everything like that. So anyway, the guy says to us, he's like, finally, he's really exasperated with us. He says, man, I'm not talking about that show. I'm talking about the real show. That's the fake show. The real show is after that show, and it's on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. And the thing was, is that he was actually right. We did play on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. Years later, I was at a wedding, and I guess somehow the person that I knew also knew David Byrne, and so they thought it'd be interesting if they put us at the same table together. And of course, like an idiot, the first thing I said to him was like, hey man, we played a show together once. He's like, yeah, was it the Jules Holland show? Very polite, really just a total fucking gentleman this guy is. So he's racking his brains, trying to remember where we played. And actually, he did remember a place we played that together that I forgot about. It was in England. And I said, no, you'd remember this. This was on a flying saucer. So he visibly, you know, sort of just moves about 6 inches back from the table and away from me. It's pretty cool. But inexplicably, the song is named after a Hunter S. Thompson quote. But we do incorporate that David Byrne story. It's from our new record, which is a sci-fi rock opera based on, it's based on the fundamentalist Christian Republic of Texas invading the Secular Republic of California. So I'm not really sure how sci-fi that is anymore.
I was going to say it's kind of bordering on reality.
Yeah. From allegory to metaphor. Yeah, that's right. That was the point of the story. Freaked out David Byrne.
That's
yeah.
Good.
But we're actually... But a little while ago. Right?
Yeah, we've gone on beyond that. Now we're in
but
Texas.
You know what? No, go easy on the guy. He's working in parallel universes like we do.
Right, that's cool.
We work in parallel universes too, man. I think you were at that gig, weren't you, man? That's awesome. Okay. We never make fun of anybody who's been abducted by aliens, lives in two parallel universes, or anything like that. Very nice about that. But anyway, it's named after, the song is named after a Hunter S. Thompson quote.